Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, yeah. Almost there. Almost there. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Wrap things up here on a Funk Friday. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. We really do. I know we say it all the time, but we really do. Hopefully everybody's got some fun weekend plans ahead. I know I saw Rusty Mansell tweeting out, Georgia bye.
Called your shot.
All the wives and girlfriends and whatever, getting you to go to the pumpkin patch this weekend. And I said, yes, I will be there, but I didn't include. But there is the caveat of I am also the one the most excited to go.
The driving force.
I am the driving force behind the pumpkin patch. I love when we go every single year. So it's a big day in the Bunker family. Pumpkin patch Saturday. That'll be tomorrow. We always go up to Blue Ridge and get our Christmas tree and go to the Christmas parade in downtown Blue Ridge the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That's another really fun festive thing that we do. Speaking of Rusty, by the way, shout out. His daughter Kaylee was on the steakhouse today. Driving in, got a chance to hear her and listen to her hanging out with Steak and Sandra. What a great job she did! I know, not surprising. This is what she does. But man, I was so impressed and really enjoyed listening and texted Rusty about it, and he was like, "Yeah, enjoy." And then he sent me a picture of Kaylee when she was like Lily's age. I was like, "Oh God, that's right. Time flies." Making me cry on the way to work. So that was nice. Appreciate that from Rusty. But all right, we'll get to an AMA coming up in about 15 minutes. Keys to a Falcons victory. What's it going to take for us to come in on Monday and have people be in a much better mood than they were last Monday and avoid what would be a catastrophic loss to Miami on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I'm going to obviously avoid the obvious ones, kind of.
I mean, we know what it is. Almost every game has the same keys.
Sure.
They just have to be team specific in this case.
And for me, it's about the Falcons and the adjustments week to week. And I'm starting on the defensive side of the ball. You're going to face a team that's probably going to try and run at you and throw to a running back that's explosive in Achane. Can you defend the run and a receiving running back better this week than you did against San Francisco? I understand it's not McCaffrey.
Yeah.
But they saw what James Cook did on the opening drive, second half. They saw all of what McCaffrey did throughout the game. It'd be irresponsible not to at least attempt to recreate that offensively if you're the Dolphins, especially with a quarterback who cannot see over his own offensive line, which is still, I can't believe he said that in public. They're going to run at you, whether it's Bertrand, and I heard some comments earlier on the morning shift, Dave Archer joined, and whether it's Bertrand and D'Angelo Malone and maybe a safety you bring down into the box, whatever the plan is, are you better at stopping the run on Sunday than you were against the 49ers? I think from the defensive aspect, it's going to start there. Because if you can do that, if you can limit the run, if you can force that team to throw, if you can take advantage of what's been your strength, maybe not even sacks, but pressuring the quarterback, adjusting, and then on the defensive side, A.J. Terrell on Jalen Waddle, I would imagine. I know he doesn't travel a ton, but that's going to be a good matchup, something I think you look forward to. Stop the run first. I think the rest of the defense sets up well if you can do that.
No, I agree. I think it would be... it would be wrong to underestimate what Achan can do. I mean, he's averaging 5.5 yards a carry. He's got 32 catches on the year. Like, he's a really explosive weapon offensively. And as much as Mike McDaniels is going to get fired, like, this is the end for him in Miami, the reason that he's there in the first place, and there's been moments of it in his tenure in Miami, is he's a really creative offensive play caller. Like, that's the reason he's there. And he's been really creative in the run game throughout his history on offensive staffs, too. So you're right. He saw what Shanahan did on Sunday night. He's going to try to do a lot of the same stuff. And it's a tough week. I mean, last week was, too, to have Divine Diablo get hurt. It's a tough week to be without that linebacker against what they're going to try to do offensively in Miami. Now, if you can limit that, and if you can make them have to throw, that's exactly what you want. Tua's been a turnover machine. He threw three interceptions last week. He will give you the football. And that's why, and I think we're safe on this one based on some of the video that we're seeing coming out of Flowery Branch.
Right.
Penix looks good. Mm-hmm. Looks like he'll be out there on Sunday, and there's no worries about that. But my key was, don't be the team that uses a backup on Sunday. Don't be the team that puts your second quarterback in there. And that would be injury specific for the Falcons, and it looks like Penix is okay.
Unless.
Make them put their other guy in there. They've done it.
Which we don't know who it is, by the way, still.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out if it's Quinn Ewers or if it's Zach Wilson, who's QB2 in Miami, because you can do that to them. Like, again, they did it last week against the Browns. You can punish them to the point where they take two out of the football game and put their backup in there. Don't be the team that uses a backup quarterback on Sunday.
Yeah, and that kind of ties into my next key, which is take them out of the game. Bury them early. Yeah. Get up in the first quarter. Don't let them believe they can win this game. And you've been hitting this all week, Bunk, and I agree with you. This is a team that's looking for a reason to give up in the moment. And I think if you can give them some, keep the crowd involved, get loud, have the energy, and just make it feel like they can't compete by the late first or middle of the second quarter and bury the game. Don't let a team hang around. Anything can happen. And we've talked with how many guys, we look at so many games that are decided by one moment, one play. I mean, look, we all frustrated by the 4th-and-1 call. If you convert that, who knows what even happens a week ago. Things get decided by a moment, an individual play here and there in games. Don't let them hang around for that moment. Bury them when you can.
Yeah, I agree. That if I was going to list an X factor, because you asked on the sheet, is there one? It's not really a tangible one, but it's a fast start. Like, if you get off to a fast start and you know if they win the toss, they're going to take the ball and they're going to try to go down and score, and hopefully they can. If the Falcons get off to a fast start in this football game, they can put Miami away. If you allow Miami to hang around, again, I know this is the old cliche, they get paid too, but they do. I mean, it's a group of proud professional football players. They're not trying to get beat every single Sunday. Now, there's some, you know, there's some issues going on with that football team, to be sure. And they've shown a propensity to, if it gets bad, to kind of let it continue to get bad. But that works the other way, too. Like, if they're competitive and it's a close game through the third quarter, their juices are going to be flowing and they're going to try to win this game. Like, they're not trying to have their season end at this point. They're not trying to get their coach fired. I think you can do that to them. But the flip side of that is the other, like you said, if you give them hope, this kind of could end up being a long Sunday.
You know, I went and saw The Smashing Machine a couple of weeks ago.
That's with The Rock. Right?
The Rock, it's about MMA fighter Mark Kerr, and, you know, a documentary by a similar title. And kind of one of the interesting quotes from him was about taking his opponent's will in a fight. And some of the fights where he struggled were where he realized he couldn't bury the opponent, right? Couldn't take their will. I kind of thought of that when I was thinking about this. It's like Falcons need to take the will to continue, the will to keep fighting away from the Dolphins. And I think it all wraps up into this same thing.
Here's my final one, and it's something we've talked about for a few weeks now, and has been brought up this week, but here it is in actual numbers. This is from Josh Kendall's Athletic article. Falcons are seventh in the NFL in yards per game this year, which is good. And obviously, even before Sunday night against San Francisco, they were top three. Seventh in the NFL in yards per game. 28th in the NFL in points per game. So that means they're scoring 1 point for every 19.9 yards of offense. That's the biggest discrepancy in the league and the sixth biggest any team has had since 2019. So for every point, they're averaging 20 yards. That's insane.
Yeah.
You have to start turning those yards into points more consistently when you're getting in the red zone. They've got to be sixes and not threes. If drives have to end in threes too, though. You know what I mean? Like, it would be okay for drives. Don't be turning it over on downs and getting nothing, or turning the ball over and getting nothing. Like, worst case scenario, end it with a field goal. Best case scenario, get into the end zone. Here's one more thing on that from Josh's article. That's the sixth biggest discrepancy, right, in the last decade. The five teams worse than that, the 2024 Browns, the 2023 Giants, Panthers and Patriots, and the 2021 Jaguars. The average finishing record of those teams was 4-13.
Yeah.
So teams that cannot turn yardage into points suck. So stop doing that, because I don't think the Falcons do.
Look, I know you're a big stat head and really thrive on the numbers, so I appreciate you bringing that to us.
Thank you.
I had the same thing.
I just thought that was really
interesting. No, it's just, I had the same thing written down, just in more simple terms, like red zone scoring. And you're right about field goals in general, but yeah, when you get in the red zone, it has got to be a touchdown. That is how you keep teams, right? It goes back to that other point about leaving the Dolphins in this game.
Yes.
Putting on a drive and then either failing to convert or missing a field goal, or even sometimes settling for a field goal when you're at the approach of making this a two-possession game,
right,
or whatever the numbers score at that time adds up, keeps teams alive. You've got to finish the drill, especially when you get into the red zone. Especially now, Bunk, because over the last couple of weeks, it's been building as a storyline, as a talking point. Why can't they score in the red zone? Even with a win, go back to Minnesota, right? Five field goals. Even with a win, you come out of this, and it's not that impressive because it's field goals and not touchdowns, and we're going to continue talking about what needs to change in the offense for you to be able to score in the red zone.
Yeah, I'd like to see them get back to balance, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, Bijan get about 20 carries, Tyler get about 10, Penix throw the ball about 30 times, and just get back into a balanced operation. And when they've been at their worst this year, it's when they get away from the run. They're 3-0 in games where they run the ball more than 30 times. I know that's an oversimplification because it has a lot to do with what else is going on in the game, but it's also what they say their identity is. Their identity is to run the football, hand the ball to Bijan, and let him be the best player in the world. Hand the ball to the best player in the world then. You know what I mean? 4th and 1 or 1st and 10, whatever it is, get him the football. I also really like to see Penix have a good game. We need the narrative swinging back in the other direction here.
Yeah, and it's the perfect team to do that against.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.